This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment. Doubt of pain made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
So all of this discord that we see going on between congressmen not attending, people basically saying he's not legitimate, basically then the Russians have accomplished what they tried to accomplish. So I just think it's wrong and it's hurtful for the United States of America.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. That's Senator Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, that says that fellow Democrats questioning Trump's legitimacy are actually aiding Russia. Who would have thought? And there are more and more Democrats that now want James Comey to step down. Trump wants a flexible foreign policy. What's wrong with that? Apparently, everything. Okay. But the big story, of course, this weekend was, John Lewis, questioning the legitimacy of Donald Trump. I mean, that was, the huge news story. I mean, it's like every single one of the news shows, the weekend, the morning news shows, Meet the Depressed. By the way, Meet the Depressed, really, they are so depressed now, sitting around their round table discussions, whether it's Meet the Press or Face the Nation or the show on ABC. I mean, it was pretty much all the same, which is they are down in the dumps. And, of course, now they're jumping on this legitimacy question. Look, there is no denying the impact of John Lewis on the civil rights movement. I get it. John Lewis attended a segregated public school as a child in Alabama. I get it. As a young adult, he organized sit-ins at segregated lunch counters. I get it. He took part in freedom marches and rides, and during one of which he was the victim of a severe beating at the hands of the Alabama State Police on March 7th, 1965, also known as Bloody Sunday. This is all true, and I get it. And he is certainly admirable and a courageous person. Moreover, Congressman Lewis, without a doubt, has the respect of his constituents, and he has only once received less than 70% of the vote since his first election to the House of Representatives in 1986. That said, John Lewis is a man with flaws like any other. He's not a saint, and the role he had in the civil rights movement does not mean he is now immune to being criticized. John Lewis is fond of grandstanding for the sake of doing so. He called for the impeachment of George W. Bush when he learned that Bush authorized the NSA to conduct wiretaps without a warrant. In what Ken will kindly call a rare oddity. Lewis never suggested that Mr. Obama be impeached for doing the same thing as President Bush. During the Benghazi hearings, Lewis was not interested in getting to the truth of what happened on that day. He was too busy acting as a surrogate for the Clinton campaign. And, of course, last week he said this. When sitting down with NBC's Chuck Dodd, he said, "I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president. I think the Russians participate in helping this man get elected. And they helped destroy the candidacy of Hillary Clinton." Now, those comments are way over the line and are not only disrespectful to Donald Trump and the 60 million voters that voted for him, but it disrespects the office of the presidency as well, not to mention the integrity of our elections. It is outrageous to suggest Donald Trump didn't win legitimacy, no matter how one feels about him. As has been said, the Russians did not help Hillary Clinton and did not keep Hillary Clinton from spending more time campaigning in Rust Belt states where she lost. The bottom line is this: John Lewis owes Donald Trump an apology. If Lewis wants to wade in the shallow pool of his self-righteousness by not attending the inaugural ceremony, he is free to do so. Okay? But it again is outrageous. Outrageous for him to say that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. And of course, this is what we've come to now. This is what's been leading up to this, right? That she won the popular vote, that the Russians influenced the election, and therefore Donald Trump is illegitimate. This is what this has been leading to for the longest time now, that Donald Trump is illegitimate because of the fact that basically the left doesn't agree with the results. So they've done everything in their power to try to stop Donald Trump from becoming president. That's what this is all about. And what this is all about, too, is that they want to cast a pall over the election results, and moreover, the inauguration and the legitimacy of this president. That's what this is all about. To say that Donald Trump is not really the president. I mean, it is patently absurd. It is outrageous. It is ridiculous. But this is where we're at. And, of course, everyone, went after Donald Trump. Like, oh, my God, Donald Trump, how dare he do this? Really? This is about Donald Trump? Donald Trump, how dare he say that, his John Lewis's district is in terrible shape? And how dare he say that? I mean, how dare John Lewis say what he said? It's amazing, because if you are black and you are considered a civil rights icon, then you get to basically do whatever you want, say whatever you want. And yesterday, oh my God, the news was they were simply apoplectic that Donald Trump would dare question John Lewis. I mean, Donald Trump didn't go out and say anything about John Lewis. Donald Trump didn't question John Lewis's election, did he? How is Donald Trump the bad guy here? We'll be right back.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552. And advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552, and get ready for results.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a cup.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So, of course, today is Martin Luther King's birthday. It's a national holiday. Martin Luther King III, met with President-elect Trump today at Trump Tower, and as he was coming out, had this to say. They asked him about, of course, the comments by John Lewis and the legitimacy question. Listen to what he said.
At least we'll give everyone an ID.
Mr. King, as you know, Representative Lewis still has the scars from the March on Selma. Were you offended by the President-elect's tweet that Representative Lewis is all talk and no action?
First of all, I think that in the heat of emotion, a lot of things get said on both sides. And I think that at some point, you know, I am, as John Lewis and many others are, a bridge builder. The goal is to bring America together and Americans. We are a great nation, but we must become a greater nation. And what my father represented, my mother represented through her life, what I hope that I'm trying to do is always bring people together.
Sir, African Americans are very concerned about a Trump president.
Oh, the media. Don't you love the media? They're very concerned about everything. He's very concerned about the fact that Donald Trump is a racist. Yet the man has never, ever exhibited any racist speech that I know of, that I can see throughout the years that we've seen Donald Trump in the public spotlight. I've never known him to be a racist ever until, of course, he decided to run against Democrats, and then he became a racist. John Lewis, let me just say this about John Lewis again. John Lewis, and this goes the same, you know, this is kind of the same thing that happened with the big brouhaha with John McCain, for instance, right? You know, and everybody was like, to the point of that John McCain is, he was a war hero. How dare that Donald Trump say anything about a war hero? Now, John Lewis. And remember, of course, everyone forgets that when Donald Trump said what he said about John McCain, it was in a response to John McCain criticizing the Trump people that were going to these rallies at the time. He made disparaging remarks about the Trump voters, saying that they were a bunch of, what was it? I forget exactly what he said, but to the effect of that they're a bunch of crazy wackos, okay? Bunch of crazies. And now you got John Lewis, and, you know, you shouldn't say anything about John Lewis. Because I guess in America, if you attain a certain level, you're, I guess, immune from criticism. You can, of course, criticize anybody you want, but you're immune from any criticism back, I guess. I guess that's how it works, you know? But one of the arguments being made today, and it's actually a pretty legitimate argument, is that John Lewis is actually helping the Russians. You know, the big argument here from, you know, everyone is that Donald Trump is, you know, a pawn of the Russians, right? And if we're to believe the intelligence reports that the Russians were trying to influence the outcome of the election, right? The Russians are trying to sow discord within the American political process. That the Russians are trying to cast doubt. Well, isn't that what John Lewis is doing? As a matter of fact, one of the guests on Face the Nation had this to say. Okay, let me just play this for you.
Was a profit center for everyone. I think that was pretty damaging. But Comey, I think, had much more of a political effect. And whatever else you think of him, yeah, he is an American official.
And that Comey is a whole separate topic. Danielle, where are you on all this? I mean, this has just been one of these tumultuous weeks.
Well, I'll say something about John Lewis that maybe hasn't been said. Truly a great American.
So this is, just let me tell you, this is Danielle Paletka. She's a foreign and defense policy studies. So she's with the American Enterprise Institute. Okay, now this is what she said
about that. But what the Russians want is not so much Donald Trump. Okay. What the Russians want is for there to be question about the legitimacy of everything that happens in America. This is their operative stance. That's what we see in the UK. That's what we see in France. That's what we see in Germany. That's what we see them doing everywhere. And so when Congressman Lewis says he doesn't believe in the results of the American election, which I think we all can agree were legitimate, what he does is he sows that distrust that actually helps the Russians. And that's a shame. I don't think he means to help them any more than I think half the people who did meant to help them. But it does, and it's not the way we should proceed.
Helene, I think there are people that...
i.e., keep your pie hole shut, okay? I mean, it just... it's ridiculous. And really, it is outrageous that John Lewis would say that Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. But he was put up to this. Let's not forget, this guy's a partisan hack. Bottom line, this guy's a partisan hack. It's what he does. It doesn't surprise me in the least bit because, again, this is what John Lewis has done. He spent his whole career doing this. He is now become a partisan hack. There's no other way to describe it. And him. But you know, look, this is, again, been building, and I've been telling you this. I've been saying this for the last couple weeks now, that this is the end result of what they've been putting out there. Which is that, you know, she is really, Hillary Clinton is really the rightful president because she won the popular vote. Now, if she won the popular vote, you think that if the Russians were trying to sabotage this election, wouldn't they have done something about this popular vote deal? Would they have allowed her to win the popular vote? I don't know, it's just a question. Something I just thought about, right? Because the Russians could have done a better job, I think, if they were going to try to sabotage this election. See, but this is all this is being done to, again, really just mess with your mind. That's what this is. I'll be right back. Don't go ahead.
Tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. You know, I got to tell you, I am so sick of this fake moral outrage. Every time Donald Trump says something or tweets something, and usually it's in response to somebody insulting him, basically, or questioning his legitimacy. But, you know, the moral outrage that occurs, and it's basically just fake moral outrage is all it is. You know, oh my God, you know, John Lewis, he's the patron saint of the civil rights movement. He's beyond reproach. He can't be questioned. John McCain, he's a war hero. He can't be questioned. Yeah. By the way, both John McCain and now John Lewis, not only were they insulting Donald Trump, but they were insulting all of the people that voted for Donald Trump. To say that he is an illegitimate president is to say that the 60 million people that voted for him don't matter. It's exactly why Hillary Clinton lost. Because you might as well just say they're just all deplorable. They're irredeemable. That's basically what he's saying. Are all those people illegitimate as well? All the people that voted for Donald Trump, are they illegitimate as well? No! Here is a little bit more of this interview with John Lewis and Chuck Todd. Listen.
Inspiration and division.
If he's not a legitimately elected president in your mind, there are tools that Congress has. You think Congress should use those tools? You think that, are you one of those that believe that the impeachment process should?
Oh, bam! Impeachment! Impeachment! They're already talking about impeaching him. He's not even sworn in yet. See, this is, again, the logical conclusion here. They've already uttered the words impeachment. I already heard it the other day. Impeachment. That's the ultimate aim here.
Yeah. Well, I truly believe that we should find out what happened and how it happened.
John McCain wants a special committee.
Well,
select committee.
I agree with Senator McCain.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should.
Oh, he agrees with Senator McCain now. Now they're big buddies. They're butt buddies now.
To have a special commission to get to the bottom of what happened, what role did the Russians play in?
Oh, yeah, let's have a study. Let's have a commission. Let's waste more freaking money and time. Because we got nothing better to do.
Determine the leader of our country. When you have someone been elected who said that the president or the leader of Russia is stronger or better than our own president.
That's just something you can't forget.
I would never forget it.
Oh, so that's what he's pissed off about. That Trump said that Putin was a better leader than Obama. Oh, that is an unforgivable sin in the mind of John Lewis, right? He can never forget it. Never.
There's going to be a weekend of commemorations. It's the holiday that we commemorate Dr. King.
Oh, here we
what
go.
Would Dr. King say about this moment?
What would Dr. King say?
Dr. King would say to all of us to never give up, never become bitter, be hopeful, be optimistic, and keep pushing.
You can see the...
Oh, okay. All right. That's what Dr. King would say, right? Give me a break. Come on. Are you kidding me right now? Really? Oh, Dr. King, what would Dr. King say in this weekend? First of all, you think this is an accident? This is just a coincidence, right? That John Lewis just happened to say this the Friday before Martin Luther King's birthday. Really? And so that the media, all they could do was talk about how, Donald Trump has now attacked John Lewis, the civil rights icon. How dare he? How dare he? Who does he think he is attacking the godfather of the civil rights movement? One of John Lewis's constituents, though, wrote an open letter to John Lewis, said it was terrible.
John Lewis's comments about the legitimacy of incoming President Donald Trump and saying Congressman Lewis will not attend the inauguration Friday, and the Trump team hopes he's going to reconsider and will be in one of the chairs.
You know, one of the congressman's constituents also took to Facebook with her disapproval, writing, quote, such rhetoric is not grounded in reality and is not only irresponsible, but dangerous to our democracy.
The author of that post, her name is Ruth Malhotra. She's a constituent of Georgia's 5th District, and she joins us now. Flew up from Atlanta to be with us. Nice to see you, Ruth.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great
to
be
welcome.
Here.
So you did not vote for Donald Trump. You're a big supporter of Congressman Lewis's, even though you didn't vote for him. You do respect him, you were telling us. So you wrote him a letter. Tell us why.
I did, yeah. And I just want to say, I mean, I know it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and it just reminds me how grateful I am to have been represented for 30 years by someone, you know, such as Congressman Lewis.
He's been a hero to you.
He has been a hero. I've respected him. I have tried to, you know, express that to him in the past. And so I was disappointed, even though I haven't voted for him because his policies don't necessarily align with my own. But I have recognized him as, you know, my duly elected congressman all of these years. And so to see him now question the legitimacy of President-elect Trump and to boycott the
United States. What's the danger in that?
I think it sets a terrible precedent. I think I understand that our country is very divided right now. We just got over a very tough election, but we need unity. We need our leaders to model unity and collaboration and working together, not questioning the legitimacy of leadership simply because they don't agree with
that. They were fundraising off of his comments and the retort from Donald Trump. Do you think that's right?
No, I think people, you know, take advantage of a situation like this on both sides, sadly. And I think as constituents, we have to be intellectually honest. We have to steward our circles of influence to really hold our leaders accountable on both sides and say, look, we need unity, not division. We need to, as constituents, we're called to, you know, I believe, pray for our leaders, support them when we can, and hold them accountable. And our leaders are charged with working together for the greater good of the nation.
So UNITY. All right. Look, this is, understand something. This is being done purposefully. It's not an accident or a coincidence that John Lewis was chosen to say these things. He was chosen to say these things. Okay? Because he's a civil rights icon. It's Martin Luther King birthday weekend. It's not a coincidence. This is all planned and choreographed. Again, it's a PR campaign. You understand? To try to question the legitimacy of Donald Trump. That's what this is all about. Plain and simple. There's no other way around it. What this is about. And so
Edward Woodson Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Brian Renbaum from Talk Media News. Brian, how are you?
Good. How are you on this Monday, Ed?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. I was thinking of taking the day off, but then I figured it was my duty to come in. So, here I am.
Well, there's a lot going on. The Obamacare appeal is in motion. I heard your previous topic about some of the congressmen who are not going to the inaugural. I just heard about Monica Crowley. She's now not going to accept that position due to the plagiarism accusation. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, the Monica Crowley thing, because I've got, mutual friends that are, know Monica very well. And I think that, what I am hearing is that the Trump people actually let her go. Basically, that it was a bridge too far, that this stuff that was swirling around her. And as a matter of fact, now there's talk about her, that they're accusing her of plagiarism in her PhD dissertation as well. So, I think this is a bigger deal, I think, than the media is even reporting, because... where does that leave her? Does she go back to Fox? Because, Fox also cut ties with her after it was announced that she was going to go back to, that she was going to go join the administration. So I don't know where this really leaves her.
Now, it's certainly an unfortunate situation. And regardless of all this, she's obviously, very brilliant. She was mentored, by Richard Nixon in his post-presidency. And I think she learned a lot of the stuff she knows politically and about all sorts of things right then and there.
Correct. Also, there is word out that Laura Ingraham may run for Senate in Virginia and challenge Tim Kaine. What are you hearing about that in Washington?
I have not heard that, but that would certainly be an interesting development to watch. That would be a hell of a race to cover.
I think that Tim Kaine is ripe for being defeated, frankly, because, nobody, Tim Kaine, when you think about it, what's really, what has he accomplished in Virginia legislatively? I mean, I can't really think of any landmark legislation that he has sponsored. So I think that if anybody can take him, Laura Ingraham might be able to do it, although Virginia's tough, so we'll see.
Yeah, you know, it's certainly become, you know, a very purple state, though narrowly. That would certainly be an interesting race to watch. You know, it's amazing to see the transformation of Virginia. You know, prior to 2008, no Democrat had won it, I believe, since Lyndon Johnson.
Well, not just Virginia. Look at, I mean, you look at all these states. You know, Pennsylvania. Who would have thought Pennsylvania would turn? Michigan, Wisconsin. I mean, think about it. All these states that you know were traditionally you know part of the blue wall, as it was called, and you know Donald Trump flipped them all. So you know, I personally didn't necessarily. I mean, I thought that Trump would win, but I didn't necessarily think that he would be able to flip all those states the way he did. You know, I thought, you know, yeah, North Carolina, yeah, Ohio, but during the election night, although there were reports that he was going to win Michigan, I kind of knew that about a week before. I think I even mentioned it to you, and I mentioned it on my show that all signs are pointing to him getting Michigan. But yeah, you look at all the states that he won, and it completely changes the you know the map and the you know the math going forward. I think for all races. So
yeah, and I remember you know prior to the election, you and I tussled back and forth for many weeks over this very issue. And I told you the day after the election, I was proven wrong.
Well, that's why, Brian, you always have to basically listen to what I say, because I'm always right, dude. Okay?
I will keep that in mind.
All right. What's going on in D.C.? Because I'm going to be coming into town, and I want to make sure that the weather isn't going to be nice. What's the weather going to be like? That's the most important thing for me.
I'm seeing that it's actually going to be fairly warm. I mean, there's reports of drizzles, but I'm seeing reports between 40 and 50 degrees, which is very good for this time of year.
God, 40 and 50 degrees. That's still cold, buddy. Does that mean I have to wear an overcoat or what?
You may have to. It's not Miami.
My God. You know? I mean, that means I can't wear, like, shorts and flip-flops, huh? Okay. All right. Well, what else is going on there, Brian?
Well, I think, you know, most important thing, you know, having this week now, the three important confirmation hearings. There's more than three, but the most important ones tomorrow, Betsy DeVos in the evening, Wednesday, Tom Price, and Thursday, Steve Mnuchin.
I can tell you, I don't think that so far it appears to me that I think everyone is going to be confirmed. What say you?
No, I certainly agree. I actually wanted to get your intake on something. Which of the three I just mentioned do you think will be the most difficult? Assuming they'll all be confirmed, which confirmation hearing do you think will be the nastiest?
Probably DeVos, right?
Okay.
Well, what do you think?
I'm debating now whether it will be her or Mnuchin, given, you know, we have all these allegations. You know, redlining, foreclosure, and whatnot. I'm thinking that could be pretty nasty as well.
Yes, but you know, I think that there will probably be more forces out against the Secretary of Education candidate, I think, because of the fact that the teachers union is such a strong influence, I think. I think that's going to be the bigger deal. You know, they're going to have to pick somebody to go after, and I think that, you know, part of this is that there's so many, and so they haven't really, picked who they're going to go after. I would have thought, frankly, I would have thought there would have been more pushback for instance, Tyrannosaurus Rex Tillerson, but really there hasn't been. So.
No, I think that, you know, concluded. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, that will go smoothly.
Yeah, I think they're all going to go smoothly, actually. I think I'm not seeing any real problems there. But we shall see. All right. Well, listen, Brian, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And I will probably see you later in the week in D.C.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brian, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, Brian Rembaum from Talk Media News, giving us his insight in the comings and goings in and around the Capitol today. And, you know, all this stuff, these side issues going on with, for instance, John Lewis, actually, I think it benefits Donald Trump, because Donald Trump, we're not talking about anybody else. The media is not even talking about the confirmations, right? They're not talking about any of this stuff going on because the media has decided to hone in on the John Lewis deal. So I think that is why Donald Trump, I think, tweets out things. Because the media, every time he tweets something out, the media freaks out. And it is the end of days for them. You know? It's they run around with their hair on fire. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment. Do not go anywhere.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.